Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Jamming some more of these incredibly patient listeners. Michael in California, then Nick and others. Mike, you want to talk about Weasel Morgan? Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, what's up?
Worldwide broadcast, brother. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to let you know I'm a huge supporter. It's hard being a truth supporter over here in Los Angeles. I'm sure you know it's a very extremely liberal place to live, but, you know, I truly believe that it has nothing to do with your political party. It has really nothing to do with what your personal beliefs are. It's about, you know, government control. You know, we have the right to choose our own party and the right to do our own things. That's why America's so great, but we shouldn't let the government control us the way they're slowly doing. Actually, rapidly doing now, like you say, right?
Well, I mean, so-called liberals are at the tail end of the payoff. The globalists are going to take everything they've got. And it's important that they remember why they've been enslaved. See, that's why they got to have the physical clamp down, because they know people aren't going to go along with this very soon.
Right, right, totally. And, you know, I'm a Democrat, but I'm more of a libertarian than a Democrat. And all of my friends are Democrats, and even they are starting to open up based on the information I share with them that I learned from you and I learned in my own research.
Well, they better just figure out both parties are controlled by offshore globalists. And but it says you wanted to comment about Piers Morgan.
Okay, yeah, sorry. So basically, I think you did a good thing with Pierce. I think you're absolutely right. I think the guy's just a puppet. I think the whole network's a puppet. And you're right. You know, it's beyond just the Second Amendment. It's all the amendments that are in danger if they take away the guns from the people. The Second Amendment, a lot of people here in L.A. think the Second Amendment is so that we don't kill each other. They don't know that it's really about...
Oh, yeah, they've spun it and said the Second Amendment means you don't have guns. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Look, gun crime is going way down. That's just a fact. All this hysteria is a big act, folks. Why do they want our guns? They're getting ready to collapse everything. Let's talk to Jim in Virginia about the monarch butterfly. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, Alex. First-time caller, Prison Planet TV subscriber, Oathkeeper. I was with you in Bilderberger and Chantilly. I really like what you said about us being like the monarch butterflies. I agree with you that we can be one with the Creator and that this can happen through Christ.
Jim, I think I remember your voice. Are you the guy that gave me some documents?
No, it wasn't me. I was kind of in the background,
Let me get back to our Creator. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted... My dog's barking in. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I just wanted to mention, he gets excited when he hears Alex Jones. I just want to say, SDG, Soli Deo Gloria, to God alone be the glory, is what Bach wrote on all his musical scores. Regarding us becoming one with the universe, that's pantheism. It's God alone who reveals the secrets of the universe, not God's creation. What do you
think? No, but I agree. I'm saying, but the creation is evidence of the Creator.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good. I just am... lighting fires with you. I'm a global warming guy. The people are warming up to liberty, and the worldwide fire for liberty is happening through you and me and all of us working together.
Beautiful, beautiful, brother. God bless you. Nick in California, last time caller we have in this segment. Real fast, let's talk about HSBC. Go ahead.
Well, when Sandy Hook broke out, the HSBC, where the talk was just about the settlement, and it was just about to develop, and it just disappeared so quickly that I got so suspicious that I actually it's schizophrenic to think that he had a private organizational link to Fast and Furious.
Yeah, the government wouldn't do anything bad. I mean, sure, they shoot people up with syphilis and kill the soldiers in secret tests, but that's loving. Yeah, HSBC just got a $55 million 10-year insurance distribution agreement with AIG, and they've been fined. But, I mean, that's nothing. I mean, the big mega banks are involved in just every form of bizarreness you can imagine. Look, I'm out of time. We got a caller with a virus threat. You know what? I'll do 20 more minutes of overdrive. I can't help it. I got to do it. I love the radio transmission. So, Braun, James, and others, and a few more callers, 800-259-9231. We are coming back straight ahead. And then there'll be InfoWars Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, let's race through your phone calls on this live worldwide broadcast on the 28th, this Monday. And I'm your host, Alex Jones. Let's go to Braun in Alabama. You're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
You know me. I run WTFROI.com. I was calling about the Katrina virus and to inquire if you guys had heard about it because it's supposedly posing a big risk with the new norovirus strain and the, you know, the flu spreading, you know, to all 50 states. And he's talking about the guy that I interviewed on my show, David Christensen. He's a decorated Air Force officer, and he's, you know, warning about the possibility of a pandemic, basically. Brought on.
Well, I'll say this. I mean, there was no heavy flu season 4 years ago with that whole hype with the H1N1. But this year, I've seen more people sick, heard about more people sick. Overall, I've been super healthy the last few years and had more energy since I got on vitamins and minerals. But despite that, I have been sick twice in the last 12 months or so, which is unheard of other than, you know, having allergies to hay fever and stuff that I've pretty much had for about 15 years. And it has just been rough. And we know that so many of the flu shots they give actually turn into flu. That's admitted. That's what... It's such an incredible hoax that people go out and take shots. But no, I actually just search engined the Katrina, like the hurricane.
during Katrina, he terms it Katrina virus. He was actually black bagged NDAA style before the first NDAA provision really came across. And he's documented all this in federal court documents on his website.
Very interesting. I mean, look, we know the H1N1 itself was not even really a real virus. It was a simulant virus released the year before by one of those major companies. I forget which one, because we had scientists on at the time. Again, it's truly amazing. I'll have to look more into that. Thank you, Braun. James in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Fantastic job. Look here, I work in law enforcement. Some years ago, I called this station, and you were just getting started on this Chinese stuff. Like, say, we was investigating drug run and everything in Houston, right? So we, you know, stopped this 18-wheeler truck, and lo and behold, we, you know, checked it out. It was a false bottom. Would that not believe that there was a Chinese guy sitting up on a laptop inside of an 18-wheeler truck that was a false bottom? And this was at the port of Houston. People better understand that we've got guys that work with law enforcement. A lot of stuff we can't get out there. But I'm telling you, your port and your containers and everything, the way they strategically going to bring these Chinese in here to take over the country would be to contain it, because you use containers but basically to have bomb shelters and everything else and use it for apartments now. And also, Ted Gunderson, before he passed away, poor soul, said to y'all, even this is Navy SEALs, and I'm a military myself, that they was the military was going after SEALs, special forces, because we knew how to fight. And then Voices came on to explain the same thing too, what these guys are saying. All these people down in the world to understand and listen to what these people are saying, even the politicians, because if they come in here and take over the Chinese, the politicians are going to understand that they're going to be head on the chopping block too, and left along with us too, because like I say, you know, once they take over, they're going to get them too. So they better wake up to the fact what's going on. And they're talking about gun-free zones. Just put a sign up in the United States, a gun-free zone, and any nation will take over us beside the point and our government and the ones that tell me that's being complicit.
Sure, sir. Let me stop, because you're making a lot of really good points, and I can tell you're on a cell phone. I'm getting about 90% of it. Can you talk right into the phone?
Right. One second.
No, that's a lot better. Where's the phone now?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Oh, a million times better. I could tell that was a hands-free or something. Okay, start over, because you brought up General Boykin. You brought up Ted Gunderson. Yeah, I remember Ted Gunderson, now that you mention it, on my show 15 years ago. It was like 1998, saying, in the future, they're going to say veterans are the terrorists. And I remember going, whoa. But it turns out now, again, imagine how over the top this is. Now the Homeland Security manuals that they're giving police all over the country say veterans are the number one enemy, bad-mouthing the Founding Fathers. How obvious does this have to get, A? B, we're talking about finding, you know, Chinese coming in these containers. That's actually come out in the news, AK-47s, drugs, and usually it gets swept under the rug. Start over what you were saying. I want people to hear all this really clearly now. And then specifically down in Houston, I guess you're a police officer, it sounds like, are people waking up now when they've got a bill saying the government can keep its guns but the citizens can't? I mean, how obvious is that?
Yes, everybody's waking up now. As a matter of fact, if you go on any network to try to find ammo and try to find weapons and everything, we just had a gun show in Houston this past weekend at the George R. Brown. And you can't find semi-automatic weapons and everything. People are realizing that the government is basically leaving us out there to dry. And for anybody to come in, if people are saying right now, like, look here, just put a sign in the United States to say, here, gun-free zone, come and take over, and just take over the whole thing. And like I say, the politicians better understand that we are the first offense to help them, because when it comes down to a long time ago, you remember a long time ago when you had the sheriff department with round up posse and say, we need the citizens to protect. The same thing as we had back in the 50s, we had civil defense where everybody had weapons, they had the civil defense training to actually to go to help the country. Now it's been imported. Well, they basically country giving us away, and the politicians better understand that. Your people in America is the ones that's going to be able to protect them if we get to the point of getting overthrown, because when we go, they go at the same time too, and there's nobody to protect them. They think they got redoubts, but like I said again, they let them come in there through the ports.
Listen, I agree. This is what crazy elites have always done. They oppress their own people till the whole system collapses. That's why the third world is the way it is. And it's just insane. And again, I go back to crime statistics. I don't just believe every government statistic like unemployment or inflation. We know those are cooked. We've had experts on. Worldwide, the Bible of statistics is crime statistics set up by J. Edgar Hoover himself, you know, with the card index system. They get the local numbers. They put them in. They're not perfect, but they're some of the best numbers out there. 49% drop in violent crime since 1991. Now, everybody knows more guns means less crime. And so the fact that the police are hearing turn the guns in, they're not stupid. And so that's good news, though, because what you're saying is what I'm getting. Even police that thought patriots were loons are now going, wait, it's all happening. I really think the establishment is miscalculated.
But Tim, think about it, Alex. They need to go back to the civil defense because we have given away our civil defense to this. Like I said, a long time ago, I'm 52 years old, and we had that where we would defend the country, not put our country in harm's way. So we need to turn the people around and say, look here, instead of us giving our guns away, we need to protect even.
Absolutely. And if we have a collapse, the good people need to be armed. The good people turning their guns in during a collapse is the opposite of what you want. God bless you. Let me play this clip for you and get your take on it. James says he's a police officer from Houston. This is Sheriff David Clark of Milwaukee saying, hey, they're laying off sheriff's deputies. We're having cuts. And he responded now to the city council getting on to him for the city. You know, he's outside the city. He's saying, look, you know, you guys have got bodyguards. The general public doesn't. Here is that clip.
I'm Sheriff David Clark, and I want to talk to you about something personal, your safety. It's no longer a spectator sport. I need you in the game. But are you ready? With officers laid off and furloughed, simply calling 911 and waiting is no longer your best option. You can beg for mercy from a violent criminal, hide under the bed, or you can fight back. But are you prepared? Consider taking a certified safety course and handling a firearm so you can defend yourself until we get there. You have a duty to protect yourself and your family. We're partners now. Can I count on you?
This safety message brought to you by the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office.
What do you think of that?
That's fantastic. I saw that, and I'm aware of him, and it was good. Because, see, think about it. The citizens is the United States bodyguard. Not only does bodyguard for the United States, but you and I, because you want somebody, basically, when I get in trouble, I want a citizen to protect me. And also, these guys are so-called corrupt. Even to protect their sorry behinds, because simple reason that they're sorry, but you have a duty to do so. But they don't understand that if you disarm your people, they actually put themselves in harm's way, too.
You're absolutely right. God bless you. Great points. Have a safe week. Yeah, it's going to backfire on them if we just hold the line and get back in their face. They tell us, oh, it's discrediting to get in their face. Baloney. They want to keep you in a coma, folks. You've got to get angry and get moving. And stand up, and others will stand up who've been waiting in the shadows. Let's go to Bertrand real fast in Canada. Go ahead, Bertrand.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. I got to apologize to you. I confronted you quite a few years ago on your show, and I doubted you, and I thought you had a hidden agenda. But you know what? I got to apologize. I became a Prison Planet TV member back in 2010 and 2011. I'm sorry I didn't renew in 2012. Credit cards maxed out, but I'm going to hopefully renew it again soon. And after you did that interview with the guys that made the movie Lamp in the Dark, and you sold that video,
yes,
on your website,
yes,
and I was, I just want to rant to those idiots out there that create this propaganda that you're a Vatican agent. That's a load of crap. You guys are
well. Idiots. Listen. They do it to make money, but that's fine. It doesn't matter. They say everything else, too. Let's just, and God bless you, I got to go to break here, but let me just say this. Let's just say I'm a bad guy. Okay, let's get that debate out of the way. They want to make my supporters defend me so that they don't fight the New World Order and wake people up. Don't defend me. Everybody. Okay, I mean, defend me if they ever falsely arrest me or something, but don't defend me from made-up crud. That's that's designed, the White House leaks admit, with Cass Sunstein and others, to get us fighting with each other. Just ignore it. Go wake people up about the New World Order coming down on us. Don't defend Alex Jones. That's meant to divert you off. Let them have me, okay? Let them go after me.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Gentlemen, I just want to finish up on the history lesson, and then I'll get into Obama and Piers Morgan playing possum. They always come after the guns, then say, oh, they're not coming after them. So everybody settles down so they can gauge the opposition, and then they move forward against the guns again. I'm going to be breaking that down. We have articles up at InfoWars.com. And again, we expected that. Just like they wrote the NDAA, then said, don't worry, we're against it. I'm going to veto it so that no opposition would form. Then he still signed it. Then they bring out bills to repeal the NDAA, expanding it to actually get rid of posse comitatus. So often now they go, oh, we'll pass a bill to ban insider trading. then the bill legalizes it. We'll pass a law to stop you being secretly disappeared, where the king says, take him away. And a black bag is thrown over your head, and you disappear into a spider hole. And then they have a new NDAA come out that says, we just completely get rid of the posse comitatus. And then it's not even an issue. I mean, we've entered a world of deception where even though I'm focused on it 16 hours a day conservatively, it's so over the top. It's such a full hologram-like spectrum of lies that it even makes me get dizzy. And that's why a lot of people that trusted the system are now waking up, but they still have childlike minds. And so they then just believe everything's fake. You're going to, again, just because the media and the government lies doesn't mean then every alternative media is going to have all the answers. It doesn't mean I'm going to have all the answers. Just because the system is knowingly lying and twisting doesn't then mean that there's some other perfect truth out there as well. Remember that. Now, back to the issue of, let's just take European history, because it's dominated the last 200 years. Feudalism settled in Mesoamerica. Feudalism settled in China, starting, of course, with the Qin dynasties. It settled in Japan. It settled in Africa. Same system. You'd have royal chiefs with the dominant tribe and generally slave tribes around them who weren't really slaves. They were mainly light serfs compared to Europeans, but they still had to give fealty and basically bow down to the whatever dominant tribe was in the area. Same thing with the Native American tribes. I mean, humans set up the same system over and over again. Middle East had the same deal pre-Muhammad 700 and something years ago. And so when I say extreme royalty, generally it would be rule of God-King, where the king is worshipped as God, the pharaoh is worshipped as God, and if you criticize in any way, you're not just seen as a traitor, you're seen as insane and as the devil, and you are promptly killed or thrown into a hard labor slave pit. Now, that's been the norm, but Christians, if you go back about 550 years ago in Europe, lots of different sects started popping up saying no to feudal slavery, no to kings being absolute godmen, no to the general public being total slaves. Total slaves. Total. And so, because some people started to fight back and got some basic rights, well, everybody still wanted slaves, so the Arab slave trade was going with Africans they were grabbing out of the north and off the Gold Coast. And so these transatlantic slave trade began because nobody, the Christians weren't going to put up, the real Christians in different groups, weren't going to put up with slaves. They'd just been slaves. There were revolts all over France, all over Spain, all over what's Portugal, all over, just constant wars by people saying we're not going to be slaves. Just like Chinese are revolting right now. They have hundreds of riots a week. Look it up. People with broom handles fighting troops with machine guns. Okay, so people say China's going to take over. The globalists are trying to prop it up. It could collapse at any time. That'd be a good thing for their people. Our government helped put Mao Zedong in 1949. It's because our government is a traitor government working for tyranny worldwide. But we've been taken over for a long time. Now they've just gotten bold in this program. And so when I say extreme royalty could just say, take them to the dungeon, off with their head, have you disappear. Royalty would smother their own family members, so that they wouldn't try to murder them. I mean, it was just the standard. Our forebears in Europe, if you're European, fought against this, got some basic rights. In countless civil wars, the Dutch settlers, British settlers, others came over here for religious freedom. And, of course, it immediately set up the same slave system with Indians and blacks and others. Because just because some people tried to get away from it, the same thing still kept getting set up. So it's an ongoing generational battle. Now they make you a slave through a prison record. Or they make you a slave where you've got to work for the government to have a job. Or they make you take vaccines to have a job. You see, there's all these new forms of high-tech slavery. But the biggest slavery is over the mind. The globalists know how to control your mind and program you so they don't have to physically have you chained up out in the barn knowing you hate their guts and want to kill them any chance you get. They have taught us how to love our servitude, and now they're trying to bring back absolute rule of monarchs under the UN, under global national security. Governments are operating with extreme royal signets.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're going to have open phones throughout the transmission here today. I'm going to get into some of the most important news right now. First-time callers are welcome, but it's just an open free-for-all. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And I did take a lot of calls yesterday once I got to your call, so I'm going to try to move quickly through people. 800-259-9231. It's just the subject of understanding human history. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. That's been said many, many times. Also, no one knows who first said that give a man a gun, he can rob a bank. Give a man a bank, he can rob the world. But that's when banks use fractional reserve banking, where they loan out $1 for every 10 cents they have on deposit, or $10 for every dollar, or $1,000 for every 100. Now they don't even do that. They just create off derivatives a trillion off of $1. And then they buy the whole world because we accept the illusion and the fraud. The UN tells us they're above the law and have diplomatic immunity for narcotics trafficking, mass murder, you name it. The megabanks tell us they have immunity and are above the law. The police tell us they have immunity and are above the law. Not even true. They tell you it's a privilege to travel. No, it's not. Now they're saying it's a privilege to own guns. No, it's not. But they just tell you over and over again. Before I get to the news, you know, we've launched two different big operations. One of them is Operation Sleeping Giant at PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars Nightly News. You can get 11 memberships for $5.95 a month. Create one username, passcode, give it to friends and family. 11 people can be logged on simultaneously. And we've really upgraded and worked out bugs on the site. It's got 17 years of material. It's been up now 10 years. PrisonPlanet.tv. And I want to thank all of you that are members and watch the nightly news and download the films. It is an armory of resistance, but look, there's no excuse. Now is the time to go get a membership or to buy a couple memberships, because we're giving it to you at cost. The goal is just to pay for the bandwidth and then to get people to watch it and say, hey, here's your free documentary film site. It's got ebooks, my book, Paul Watson's book. It's got the daytime radio show so you can watch it. All the radio listeners on XM, AM, and FM. You should also have PrisonPlanet.tv memberships so you can watch the high-def archive of the day show, the nighttime show live, special reports on the road. There's so much there. PrisonPlanet.tv, or get a yearly membership, and this is going to end next month. We do this every holiday season into the new year. You can get 5.3 months. It comes out to 5.3 months free when you sign up for a year. You get 5-plus months off the regular cost. And again, 11 people can use it simultaneously. And unfortunately, not everybody who's got a membership or has been given the code is going to use it. So it's probably like 20, 30 people can use the same username, passcode. It's just you may get locked out if more than 11 go log in. But that's great news at any one time. So again, get the membership. I've built the platform, built the news operation. It's incredible reporters, research, guests. It's all waiting to go, hey, here's your free alternative real news platform. You are the Paul Revere, Operation Sleeping Giant. And then speaking of Paul Revere, we need your help to go to InfoWars.com, to go to our YouTube page, to go to PrisonPlanet.tv, go to InfoWars.com/contest, InfoWars.com/contest, and get the 4-minute video for Operation Paul Revere. You've now got 3 months until the 30th of April. And you win $100,000 first place, $10,000 second, $5,000 third place. And again, I did this because the money we make goes right back into the operation to expand. And I can't think of a better way. Conservatively, I would guess 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 million people will end up seeing the 1,000-plus films that get made. It can be 3 minutes long. It can be fiction, nonfiction, drama. It can be up to 2 hours long. And again, you know, all of you win by entering the contest. We need your help to get InfoWars.com/contest to have all of you go on IMDb, who are members of that. For all of you who are listeners to go on YouTube. For all of you to go to all the film sites and say, hey, here is this contest. And you don't know who's out there that's a filmmaker. I saw people saying, I wish I had a film degree. I'd make a film. Folks, you go out and show corruption in your area. It isn't even about the quality. It may be about quality. It's about the heart. Because I'll tell you, the real reason we're doing this is because it's a win-win. We will reach tens of millions of people, conservatively. I mean, one film somebody makes will probably get seen 50 million times if it's like the Obama deception or Loose Change that I produced. And what you do is you defeat the globalists by making a film, and that's how you start your journey of 1,000 miles. It's the resistance. And then we're going to take the top pool of people, may not even be the winners, it's just whoever we can work it out with, and come up with plans to launch 3 films produced a year with budgets of hundreds of thousands of dollars apiece, and then hundreds of thousands of promotion to put it in theaters. And I know that model. We can do it. We have the platform to promote it and make it work. Okay? Instead of Dinesh D'Souza type stuff out there, we will have our films in the theaters. It's going to be huge. Absolutely huge. So you get a chance to then have films produced by InfoWars. That's the real prize for filmmakers out there. The $100,000 is only the gateway. That's only the money to get the word out and to have hundreds of topics covered. Okay, it's a way to get you to take action against the globalists as Paul Revere's in your area, whether it's the Second Amendment, Agenda 21, the New World Order, CPS, the open borders, government corruption, the military doing drills everywhere, now with live fire in major cities every week unannounced to acclimate us to military occupation. Infowars.com/contest. And yes, we have the new Pro One from ProPure, all-in-one fluoride, and it cuts out the other fluoride derivatives. Nobody has a fluoride filter in one with a silver impregnated ceramic. Pro One from ProPure, discounted 10% off InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Okay, here's what's coming up after I take your calls and we start the next hour and then go back into calls. Law professor on CBS says, let's give up on the Constitution. Senior Obama official, we're going to kill the dollar. This is from one of the biggest money managers, hedge fund guys out there, Kyle Bass, who I want to get on the show. This is chilling. He says he met with them. That's what they said. Brock's Glock in anti-gun D.C. Media Matters for America gave bodyguard illegal weapons to guard founder David Brock. Man, I tell you, these so-called liberal authoritarians are such cowards that every time I talk to them, I run into them at CNN or wherever I run into them, they always admit they have bodyguards. Multiple. Piers Morgan lied about it. I've seen him on the news admitting bodyguards and being followed by 3 bodyguards. They had bodyguards there. They had them following us. Looked like detectives to me. You know, all right, he's coming out. He's coming in. Oh, my gosh, there he is. This is the type of stuff going on. They have bodyguards. Well, they're going to exempt themselves where they can own guns. Any government official, not servant, title of nobility, that's a title of nobility when they're exempt from the laws and they get special perks. That is what America was founded against. So you're all taught all day, black, white, northern, southerner, easterner, westerner, Catholic, Christian, against each other, male, female, gay, straight. Meanwhile, the government is giving itself titles of nobility, and corporations are exempt from the taxes they lobby to get passed. I mean, so they get your tax money. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, they're throwing the kitchen sink at it. I mean, I see articles where they go, all gun owners are white racists. They are Nazis. We will defeat them. Government, wage war against them. You know, just bizarro stuff. While Obama plays the good cop going, I go hunting. I want guns. I won't take your guns. He's back to saying he won't take his guns when they've got something like 15 bills introduced last time I checked to ban ammo, tax ammo, make you turn guns in, banning thousands, not 158. It's 158 basic designs in all their variants. It's thousands of guns. Thousands of guns. I mean, it's just all out. And Obama's like, here's a quote. He said that he's understandable that people are protective of their family traditions when it comes to hunting. It's not about hunting, buddy. So, quote, gun control advocates also need to do, quote, a little more listening than they do sometimes in debate. Did you hear that? And see, Piers Morgan comes out and says, oh, I've lost the gun control debate. There's going to be another mass shooting. With the hype they've been doing, they've got computer algorithms, they know a nut's going to copycat. And if that doesn't happen, well, they'll have to help, won't they? They'll just have to have somebody under a DARPA mind control contract for 30-something thousand a year and with an Air Force psychiatrist over them. You know, just something will just have to happen, won't it? Just to, of course, they would stage Fast and Furious to kill thousands. They wouldn't, which it came out to blame the Second Amendment. The memos, we're doing this. You know, subordinates are complaining, but they've been told it's for a gun control push. Imagine the ATF people, you know, picked because they'll follow orders and are bullies. the most nasty federal agency out there because it comes out of the whiskey regulators. Look into that whole story. They were just a mutinous, any word, absolutely out of control, piratical group against the Constitution in the whiskey wars and all the rest of it. That was one of the first federal agencies to go outside its jurisdiction. Even they're like, why are we doing this? They're like, well, we're going to blame the Second Amendment. Oh, okay, I see. See, there's no end to what they could pull. So they're playing possum right now with Obama goes hunting. We go skeet shooting in Camp David. Hey, everything's all right. Come on. Come on. Would I lie to you, baby? Would I say something that wasn't true? Oh, tell me, honey, would the government lie to you? And the answer is, of course they don't lie. I mean, they're good. I mean, Piers Morgan said there were no riots last year in London or in England. He said, no, there weren't. And he goes, I don't have bodyguards when I debated him. Why not? He has nothing but disdain for you. He's an enemy operative. I had Time Magazine call me up the other day. I just said, you're an enemy operative. And I said, I know what you're doing. And the guy was laughing. I said, don't laugh. You know it's true. And I'm done talking to you. You're an enemy operative. You got to totally recognize it or there's no future. You either see it for what it is and stop cutting. You know, I mean, look at the Republican leadership telling you, we got to do what the Democrats say. That's how we're going to win. I mean, what a sellout mind game fraud. What a psyop. Because the very same mega bank interest that run the Democrats have all financed them, and they're telling them, you get this done if you want to be president. You get this done, Senator. You get this done, House member. If you want to be part of this, you play ball while they gear up for the collapse of the dollar and all out. See, that's what Congress is getting in line. They're being told, yeah, there's going to be blood in the streets, martial law, just like Paulson told Congress 4 years ago, four plus years ago now. Also coming up, but again, Obama says you need to do a little more listening than you do sometimes. Imagine a known liar patronizing you going, I don't want your guns. I never want to come take them. You need to do a little more listening, he said in a speech yesterday. And he's saying it again today. I don't want your guns. How ridiculous. There's no big government. I'm not going to raise taxes on anybody's payroll unless they make over $250,000 a year. They raise it on people, you know, making way lower than that. They know exactly what they are doing. All right, let's start going to the phone calls now. I haven't even scratched the surface yet. DHS buys 7,000 full auto assault rifles, calls them personal defense weapons. Full auto, which you don't need unless you're mowing whole crowds down. I mean, by the way, there's this fetishizing full auto. I wouldn't want full auto unless I was guarding a fortified emplacement expecting to face human wave attacks. Was it good during Chinese human wave attacks in North Korea? In the Korean War? Yeah. Would it be good in a foxhole with a heavy machine gun? Being charged? Yeah. But they're worthless anywhere else. Anywhere else, they are worthless. Worthless, worthless, worthless. They are only good, which the Army's been training for, and the Marines, they put it on the news, where they train to fight U.S. citizens in human waves. They mow them down. And we got footage of that. People couldn't believe it. Now they just say, oh, we're having a fun game. We're practicing mowing down zombies wearing, you know, football jerseys. That's how they, I mean, again, it's all a big joke on us. And now they're getting weapons to, the only thing they're good for, and even then they're not good, in my view, especially with these handheld fully auto, is to hold the weapon down or have it on a tripod and just shoot across a crowd of people running at you. And even then you don't want that. You want to go, you know, double tap each person. But see, this is what idiots that aren't into marksmanship want. This is exactly, you know, like the New York cops that shot nine people and then the media tried to cover it up and say one guy had done it when it was one guy shooting somebody else and the cops just shoot, well, at least it was more than nine, wasn't it? Just, you know, just start firing wildly because they watch Hollywood movies. That's their idea of how to use a firearm. DHS buys 7,000 full auto assault rifles, calls them personal defense weapons. And again, they're saying, oh, we got a federal law where all federal employees and all police, period, you're exempt from gun laws even after you're out of government. You are now God. Because, and they say, well, we got to protect ourselves. Criminals will have guns, and it's all a big joke. We're going to take your guns, and we're exempt. How's that sound, scum? And we're exempt from insider trading. And you know, power plants owned by the globalists, they're exempt. Everybody else is a bunch of big power plants being shut down today. One of the biggest in Texas. Brand new power plants that were built will never be opened. And you're going to pay more because, see, the general public is literally in la-la land right now and has no idea even what planet they're living on. Here's some of the other ones. Some of the other headlines we've got on the Second Amendment. Barack Obama, I go shooting all the time. We're going to get into that. Big cities finance war on guns may backfire. Business Week. Bloomberg saying, well, I've already tried to sue gun manufacturers. It doesn't work. And I've already tried to get money pulled out of them. But these are such valuable stocks, everybody just buys them up. Rahm Emanuel saying banks shouldn't take any gun owners as customers. They shouldn't take gun shops. That's called racketeering. That's how a godfather would operate. Hey, you know what? You're not going to be able to do any business. We're going to shut you down. It's outside of law, all right? And I got articles here with the ATF showing up at gun shops and saying, you know, it's legal to sell semi-auto, but if you don't, stop selling, we're going to shut you down. Okay? And they even tell them, quote, I'm not here to bust your chops, but don't make me hurt you. Yeah.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest
rent is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
All right, we got 2+ hours coming up here. Just chock full of globalist treason. They've decided to go whole hog because they know everything's going to collapse. They're decided to destroy the dollar. We've got them on record with that. It's just going to be unmitigated. And the power structure knows this. And so it's us or them. They're committed. You have to understand that in police and military. It's time to decide which side you're on and not just go buy guns and get ready for a civil war. You don't want that to happen. We want to push to turn this around peacefully. And the globalists may back off if we do that. Right now, they're so concerned, they're backing off going, we don't want your guns. Okay, you win, until they stage the next event or use the next event that they provocateur or the next real event to say, see, we told you so. We're the good guys against violence. It's like saying, I'm the president and I'm against cancer. And any time there's cancer, it's the fault of libertarians. Oh, another cancer case. See, you didn't give me more power to fix that. I mean, they know out of 315 million people, there'll be more shootings. And they hope the public doesn't learn that crime has dropped by close to half. They hope the public doesn't. They just want to get up there and be emotional. We care so much, and distract you from what they've done to the economy, to their looting, to their Fast and Furious, to Solyndra, to all the corruption, to all their bodyguards, to them trying to pass a law where they're exempt. Where, I mean, just that's unprecedented. And then the Chicago mob boss, unbelievably corrupt, called the Godfather by the great people of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, says, quote, we need to lean on the big banks to not do business with any type of gun business. I mean, that's called torturous interference. That's what the mafia does. Bad things are going to, I mean, the ATF, and I'm talking to the gun dealers right now, trying to get them on air. They're obviously all scared. Folks, if you give in to fear, it's all over. We'll start the second hour and go directly to your calls, I promise. We're going to break in about 3 minutes. Folks, see, I don't have courage. I got instinct, okay? Where I get upset by bullies and scum and people pushing me around, okay? You've got to find that American instinct again. And just say, look, I don't care how this ends. I'm not going to get down and kiss your big ugly butt. You understand? It didn't happen. Do you understand that? I don't care. I'm telling you, it feels so good, too, to be committed. And if these people want a war, don't worry. They're going to get one, and they're going to run. That's why they don't care if there's a war. They've done it in other countries over and over again. It's in the IMF World Bank 112-point plan leaked in 2002. They'll all pull out while there's a civil war here. But listen, when we get the country back, we're going to come get you under law. Just like there were Nazi hunters, there's going to be globalist hunters, and we're going to take you back here for a trial. You're not getting away with this New World Order. And they're all buying houses in Switzerland. They're all buying houses in South America. They're all buying houses in the Cook Islands. Most of these globalists have left the country, folks. Does that sound like they're very confident? They have already evacuated the Death Star. Okay? They've all evacuated the Death Star. You know why they've evacuated? Because they know we're going to blow this thing sky high. Politically. The question is, how bad is it going to get? So that's one reason they're getting even more criminal, is they're realizing they're not going to make it. I can see where this is going, folks. They're not going to make it unless they cause World War III. They need a big enough, giant, crazy war with nukes going off and bioweapons where everybody gets scared and goes, I'll do what you're saying. I'll do what you're saying. And you're not going to make it out of that either. You guys are going down like Hitler. I mean, the communist Chinese, Mao was so bad, they finally arrested his wife and made him step down. Same thing's going to happen to you guys. You are bad for business. Even the criminal syndicates are going to bring you down.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.